Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, good afternoon, my beautiful audience out there, beautiful people made in the image of Almighty God. I am extremely happy to be talking to you at this time and to be partaking with you of this delightful spiritual meal that we are going to have. Thank you for your patience in me uploading and doing my show. I have been working a lot with events these past couple of weeks as we head into summer. Things get a little bit more busier as I'm out of school. Most of you may not know that I'm getting my doctorate degree, and I'll be graduating in 2007, late 2007, God willing. I have a master's degree in education from the University of Southern California, along with a bachelor's degree in journalism and a couple of associate degrees, one in biblical studies that I went to Bible school, and another in just liberal arts with a minor in journalism. And I said that because as the Holy Spirit is leading me, I strongly believe in knowledge, and wisdom is the proper use of knowledge. And I would ask God, I said, when I would be lying in bed, I said, Lord, I want to get more wisdom. I want to get more knowledge. And he pointed me to the book of Proverbs. And so I've read Proverbs many times, actually. And by that, you exercise your senses to use wisdom because you're getting the knowledge. But Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and followed by the Holy Spirit, behind that word is teaching you how to use knowledge. And that use of knowledge is called wisdom. And so just a little background as the Holy Spirit would have me lead you, because a lot of people believe that in education, and they believe in the person that's teaching them should have a background in what they're doing. So I just want to let you know that not only is the Spirit of God speaking through me, but I have an education and biblical knowledge, as I was trained in Bible school for 2 years. And actually, that was my third Bible school. I've been to Bible school twice already. So with all that, it is by Jesus Christ. It is Him that my vine is in His branches, because the Bible says without me you can do nothing. So it is with Jesus that I preach to you today, I teach today, and it's by Him that I was able to do what I was able to do, because He has enabled me to do that with wise choices. And so if you're in an area in your life, if you're in a situation in your life where you need to make a choice, ask God first and pray to Him and ask Him what you should do. Because choice after choice after choice will determine your outcome and will determine your destiny. So if you made some wrong choices, if you made a wrong turn, the good news is you could change. The great news is you could turn around from the direction that you're going and go in the right direction. The good news is if you're down, you can get back up. The only person that I know that can do that is Jesus Christ. And so if you're in a rut, if you're in a situation where you can't get out, ask for wisdom. Ask for knowledge in what to do. And because Jesus loves you, because the God the Father, whom I adore, who's my dad, who is my everything, because He sent Jesus specifically out of His love for us so we can be reconciled to Him, because He sent Him to die on a cross for our sins, for our mistakes, for our ailments, for our hurts, our worries. You can give all that to Him because He already did. He already took it upon Himself, Jesus Christ. The great, the beautiful. He did that for you. So you don't have to suffer. You don't have to be in the mire of depression. You could give it back to Him because He already bore it for you. So you don't have to walk around with a boulder on your back. You don't have to walk around with depression, a spirit of depression, a spirit of suicide. You can give your own self-deliverance. You have the power of Jesus Christ in your mouth. You could say, go in the name of Jesus. There's just one caveat. Once you tell that demonic spirit to leave, and it will leave, you can't reopen the door because it will come back. And not only will it come back, it will bring seven worse than he. So you, the state of the first will be worse. The state that you were in the beginning will be worse. So when you repent and you ask God to deliver you from what you're in, whether it be spousal abuse, drug abuse, depression. Depression is huge in the body of Christ. Don't go back to what you were doing. Stay out of it by using the wisdom that God has given you. You see, people will say, why do I need a brain when I have the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not going to make you do anything. He's there to help us, to comfort us, to guide us. Our brain is our soul. Our soul is a spiritual brain. Your brain is the physical, but your soul is the spiritual part of your brain. You need that. You shouldn't have someone tell you to brush your teeth or to take a shower. I mean, many people do need that, but you shouldn't. But God given, but the part, the reason why we do have a brain is because God wants us to love Him on our own. He wants us to come to Him as we are. To say, Father God, I love you and I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I want what you have for me. I want all that you have for me, Father. And I'm sorry for the sins that I've committed. I repent for the sins that I've committed. And I need Jesus in my life. I need him to come clean me up. I need him to wash me in his blood. I need to start over. I recognize the call of God on my life. And I need him in my life. I need you, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Be the director of my life because I want to go to heaven and live with you forever. And then after you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life, then you say, Holy Spirit, I want the evidence of speaking in tongues. Lay hands on yourself. Say, Father, I want the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want the Holy Spirit. And you just start speaking. Just start speaking something. Because you've already asked the Holy Spirit to come. Just like saying, "Ana por forma la cachente, umbra va mani pinco mama sete, umbra va cantico mama shendra mama cachique, andro mama cani minurco mama cachendra ma cumara vekike, umbra va shete, umbra va kuntira kintro mama cache, andro baba kintirista mama." And then you start speaking and speaking, and in your spiritual language, you'll become stronger and stronger. And the most beautiful part about that is when you start speaking in your heavenly language, you have a direct lifeline to the Father. That means the devil can't understand that language. It goes directly to God the Father. And actually, it's your spirit. It's the innermost part of your spirit that's speaking. The Holy Spirit's there. He's saying, Father, she needs this. Father, he needs that. Father, they have this. Father, they have that. When you speak in your holy language, you are setting yourself up for eternity. Not only for eternity, but you're praying for things that you need not only today, but you're praying for things that you will need 10 years from now. That's how good God is. He is setting your future up when you speak in your holy language. And so that is another show that I'll be preaching on next time, the power of speaking in your holy language, the language of the Holy Spirit. And so that's a show for another time. Ah, that was refreshing. I hope that ministered to someone. My belief and my knowledge and my knowing is that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit will be manifest in the show. If something doesn't apply to you, it's okay. It's not bad. That means it is for someone else. It could be for your friend. It could be for your mom. When you're hearing something and you're saying, God, this doesn't speak to me, but show me who this is for, he will show you who that's for. So write it down. Record it and give it to someone who needs it because you can save a life. And so before we get into our topic of our show, which is Seed, What's Planted in Your Mind, Part 2, we're going to be wrapping up this segment. And like I said, our next segment will be discussing the power of your holy language. We're going to go into a praise and worship song. This is called House Fires. I hope you enjoy it and thanks for tuning in today.
Only you satisfy
For listening. Again, thank you for tuning in. That song is what I would call a soaking song. You can find that song on Amazon. You can download it for your own leisure and pleasure to replay it again. That song is a soaking song that you want to just lay down and soak in the presence of God. And so for this show today, June 12th, 2016, we're going to talk about, we're going to end and wrap up seed, what's planted in your mind. And so the effects of your actions, the fruit of your actions, is actually the product of what's in your mind. So we've talked about in our last show how to recognize what's planted in your mind. Now we're just going to focus the last 15 minutes of our show of how to get rid of, how to rid what's planted in our mind. You see, thoughts are very real. It's not only does the Bible prove that thoughts are real, but science shows that thoughts are actual tangible things that could affect our physical bodies. Did you know that you could turn around the situation just by the way that you think? The Bible says that you can. The Bible says, He calleth those things that be not as though they are. That's what God said Himself. And so if you could think it, if you could imagine it, you could have it. You really can. If you could think it, you can imagine it. And as using the blueprint, the Bible as our blueprint, so that we can keep all things decently and in order, so that you're not asking God for another man's husband or another person's wife. We want to keep things decently and in order so that we're pleasing to God in our thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How true that is. So do you have stinking thinking? Do you think in your heart that you're not worthy to be called a child of God? Do you think in your heart that you're not worthy to be married and that you're not worthy to have things? Well, God says the opposite. Find out the way to purge your thinking is to find out what God thinks about the situation. How does he see your situation? How does he view your situation? Does he view it as toxic? Or does he see it as delightful? Does God see what you're does God see what you're thinking as pure, as honest, as just, as pure, as of a good report? Or does God see that it's harmful? It is scientifically proven. I love science. I love math. I love biology, because it is by those things that God has confounded the wise. You could find God in science and biology because he created it. That's why you could find him in it. And I love looking at, the Bible says to prove all things. I love looking at the science behind what the Bible says. I love proving things with science by what the Bible says. I love using the Bible as a blueprint and then finding science to correlate with it. Okay, I'll be right back. We're going to go to a praise and worship break. I'll be right back.
what you did, Jesus. But we look at what was finished. We look at what was finished on the cross. We look at you, Jesus. We look at you, Jesus. You came. You came, God. You walked the earth, Jesus. You said, I win. The battle's won. I've won for every nation. I've won for every single soul. So, Jesus, tonight, tonight, we look at the cross. We look at the cross tonight, Jesus. We fix our eyes on the Lamb of God.
Patience. I love, love, love that song. I apologize. I have some people working in my apartment, and they came at a time that was hours before they said they'd be here. So hours after they said they'd be here. So I apologize for that brief interruption. I certainly didn't plan on having a second praise and worship break because the show is not very long, but I was prepared to do so just in case. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that song. It is a beautiful worship song that should usher your presence into the Holy Spirit and having God to reveal to you what he would have to reveal to you. So we will continue talking about how to purge our minds from stinking thinking and how to see what's planted in our mind. If you haven't listened to part one, it is available for your listening pleasure to archive to listen over and over again. Part two, we're going to step into the miraculous in that we're going to have God to release what's holding you, the stronghold, what's holding your mind, and what's causing you to think the way that you think. Now, some of you might say, Aaliyah, I don't have any problems with my thinking. I just think about roses, and my glass is always full. I'm going to tell you something. Your glass is always full. A person doesn't have and have. There isn't half empty glass, but you just fill it up again. I mean, your glass is always full if you choose to. So a person can have a half empty glass, but they just fill it up again. So there's no, I'm always demystifying the myths there. Or these, what do they call them, the status quo. So just fill up. I keep things really simple. It's either black or white with me. There's no gray areas. Fill your glass up again if it's half empty. It's not half empty, it's half full. That's how I look at it. So it's half full, not half empty. Just fill it up again, it's full all the way. And so is your thinking. You could rethink again. You could have a full mind. Don't believe the myth, that thinking myth, that we only use 10% of our brain. That is false, false, false. We use 100% of our brain. It is proven we need all of our brain. If you only use 10% of your brain, you'd be in the hospital on a breathing machine, because people with only 10% of their brain left, they're dead. So the way to get rid of your thinking, the way to get rid of a house of thinking, which is called a stronghold, just a house, just a building of thoughts, that's what a stronghold is. You say this prayer, Father, by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit, you said that through the power of the Holy Spirit, I can break things. You said to the power of the Holy Spirit that I can break the things, I can break the habits of my flesh. And so by the power of the Holy Spirit, I cast down all vile, vain imaginations in the name of the Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cast down every thought that is contrary to the Word of God, and I cast down those thoughts that are about to be made actions, about to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go. I melt the cross of Jesus, and I send it to hell where it came from. And every single thought that is coming through my mind that is not of God, I will be able to recognize, and I will be able to cast down in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity and obedience of Jesus Christ. And so with in the name of Jesus, amen. And so when you do that, you're training your mind to recognize the voice of God. Now, you could only recognize the voice of God if you know the Word of God. So read the Bible, recognize, know His voice, and you could be able to determine the thoughts that are coming into your mind, because no one is exempt from the fiery darts of the enemy. It's your decision to choose which thoughts you keep or which thoughts you would cast down. So God bless you. I look forward to talking with you in my next show. Have a beautiful week. You're magnificent, and you're loved. Thanks for listening.